What's in a name? For Alton Kapalova, an artist, single mother, and survivor of domestic violence, legally giving her children her last name was a chance to bring her family closer together. Three marriages left her with three children and three absent fathers. She says it felt like the natural thing to do.
My children, especially my eldest son, was very disappointed to have someone else's last name, a person who's an absolute stranger. So for all of us, it was about having the same last name. It was just cozy family happiness, some joy. And I never thought that it would become a big fight.
A month after posting about it on Facebook, Alton received a court order to appear before a judge. The summons are a response to public complaints. In Kyrgyzstan, children take their father's name, and Alton had violated long-standing legal tradition in a system that overtly favors men. Public attacks on women in broad daylight, brutal beatings in the street, even incidents of humiliation and torture. Viral videos like this have become a near daily occurrence, shocking examples of the abuse of women. Rights workers say it's common to the extent of being normalized.
There was a case when a representative from a law enforcement agency said, "Of course a woman will be beaten if she has a long tongue." Can you imagine that a police officer is saying that? What will happen? How can we think that victims should and can make a statement and law enforcement will act on it? It is an indicator of how such cases go.
At one of the only organizations of its kind, lawyers work free of charge with women involved in bride kidnapping and forced marriages, rape and domestic violence, as well as narcotics and people trafficking. Some lawyers have represented the families of victims of the most brutal murders seen here in recent memory.
He didn't even stop at kidnapping the girl. He killed her. We're all human beings. Shouldn't women not even be protected against murder? Shouldn't they feel anxiety? If the future is about young girls, girls shouldn't fear that tomorrow they could be treated this way. Forced marriage is a crime.
It is vital work, but only scratches the surface of a nationwide problem.
Raising public awareness about women's rights and gender-based violence in Kyrgyzstan is a challenging task, to say the least. Activists are often threatened and have even come under attack.
Kyrgyzstan's civil society, though vibrant, has to a degree been forced underground. Activists, academics, filmmakers, artists, musicians, meeting behind closed doors at invitation-only events in undisclosed locations. Alton says so many women have asked her for help, it's overwhelming for just one person. So despite threats, disruptions, and violent assaults by counter-demonstrators at a women's march last year, she will continue raising her voice to stay in the public eye. Civil rights activists like her say violence against women is a nationwide concern that demands a government response. But with fewer women in the next parliament, the uphill climb has just been made steeper. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Bishkek.